This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
Good morning. It is 6:07, 7 minutes after 6 o'clock at WCHL. It is another cloudy day in Chapel Hill. We'll tell you all about the forecast. It doesn't look great. Partly sunny, a lot better than yesterday, that's for sure. 20% chance of showers this afternoon. Our high today in the low 80s, so not quite as muggy as yesterday. And tonight, partly cloudy with still a slight chance of rain, a low in the low 60s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the low 80s, a much more beautiful day tomorrow. For the fifth year in a row, Orange County Commissioners approved a budget that does not include a countywide property tax rate increase. The $187 million spending plan adopted last night increases school funding by $102 per pupil and raises the Chapel Hill Carborough Special District tax by 2 cents to help open the new Northside Elementary School. With $91 million going to Orange County's two school districts, County Manager Frank Clifton said it's clear where the board's priorities lie. Again, Frank Clifton.
Nobody can question that our number one priority is education. And by far, if you compare Orange County to any other county in this state, as a percentage or appropriation measure, you won't find anybody that comes close.
Clifton also commended the commissioners for their commitment to improving the county's emergency response times by allocating funding for new EMS equipment and personnel.
This board has stepped up in the matter of public safety like no other board in the county's past history. And I think the good news is the people of Orange County will see a much better response from the county going forward.
The board also approved a 5-year capital investment plan that includes money for a science wing at Culbreth Middle School, an auxiliary gym at Cedar Ridge High School, and renovations to the Whitted Building to create a meeting space for local governments. With the final budget formally adopted, the Board of Commissioners will go on hiatus for the summer and resume regular meetings in September. The Carborough Board of Aldermen discussed ways the town can benefit from some of the county's capital improvement dollars on Tuesday night in an effort to enhance bicycle and pedestrian access in Carborough. The funding stems mostly from the half-cent transit tax approved last fall by the citizens of Orange County. Although light rail was the main project outlined by the tax, funding will also be used to improve bus service and sidewalk infrastructure in the town. To determine how the money will be spent, the Orange County Board of County Commissioners also approved the Orange County Bus and Rail Investment Plan. Last fall, the BRI plan proposes $6.7 million to be spent over the next 3 fiscal years on projects like sidewalks and bus stop enhancements, 10% of which would come from tax revenues, 10% from the state, and 80% from the federal government. Other proposals included in the plan are Triangle Transit Service to downtown Carborough, expanding Chapel Hill Transit Service to Sunday, and for longer on the remaining days. The Chapel Hill Transit route expansion is expected to be enacted as early as this fall. Carborough Transportation Director Jeff Brubaker says the rationale behind improving sidewalks and bus stops is that they will help assist access to transit. Town staff specifically outlined 3 places in town where sidewalks are most in need of improvement: South Greensboro Street, West Main Street between Poplar Avenue and Fidelity Street, and Estes Drive. Carborough Mayor Mark Chilton reiterated that Estes Drive, in particular, is a corridor that needs improvements sooner rather than later. The town recently completed the Wilson Park Trail to improve bike and pedestrian movement in the area, but that does not effectively serve residents south of the Greensboro Street Estes Drive intersection. Because of the high density of pedestrians, of downtown bus routes and pedestrian traffic, many of the proposals are in close proximity to downtown. Alderman Jacqueline Gist says she would like to see funds for areas in Carborough besides downtown. The board unanimously approved the plan with an added amendment to the resolution, calling for the board to discuss the issue further at a later date, especially potentially alternative paths on Estes Drive that have been studied previously by town staff. The Durham-Chapel Hill-Carborough MPO is also expected to have a call for projects this fall. WCHL News Time, 6:11, 11 minutes after 6 o'clock. More news in just a moment.
Guys, discomfort and chafing from wetness-related friction can hit any time. Get relief and prevent it too with Gold Bond Medicated Foot Powder for your feet and body powder for your, you know. Whether you're working out or just holding down the couch, you're a guy. And unlike baby powders, Gold Bond's got the medicated formulas to fight itch, odor, and wetness. Plus, it's got that cooling kick that lets you know it's working wherever. Keep it cool with Gold Bond Medicated Foot and Body Powders. It's a guy thing. uses direct.
Cater your next special event anywhere in the Triangle and beyond with award-winning Dickie's Barbecue Pit. We will customize for weddings, rehearsal dinners, family reunions, graduations, and more. Simple or fancy, from box lunches, pickup buffets, through full-service catering. Talk to us, your catering experts. Big or small, we can do it all. With 8 juicy smoked meats and fresh sides, you will have a special event that is tasty and affordable. Dickie's, located in Durham, off Mount Moriah Road, also in Cary and downtown Raleigh.
Fitch Lumber and Hardware has been around for a century because they pay attention to their customers. They've got everything you need for your home projects, large and small, and take time to offer you as much or as little advice and helpful tips as you need. The staff is experienced, knowledgeable, and available when you need assistance. Just one of the reasons they've been voted best hardware store in Orange and Chatham counties for 4 years in a row by the Independent Weekly. And Fitch Lumber and Hardware is right here in downtown Carrboro. So stop by or give them a call at 942-3153.
When you think of Harrington Bank, do you think green? No, not that kind of green, sustainability green. At Harrington Bank, we're the first bank in the nation to earn Green Plus certification. And the Chapel Hill Carrboro Chamber of Commerce has just selected us Sustainable Business of the Year. For Harrington Bank, going green is a smart business decision that strengthens our local economy, environment, and community. Stop by one of our 3 convenient locations in Chapel Hill. Harrington Bank, you deserve banking like this.
Our name is WCHL. Our dial position is 97.9 FM. Our website is chapelboro.com, where you can listen from anywhere in the world with instantly live streaming. You can always start your day with Ron Stutz on 97.9 FM. WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
Good morning. It is 6:13, 13 minutes after 6 at WCHL. The UNC Board of Governors is setting the standard against gender-neutral housing on campus. Senate Bill 658, which will be voted upon in August, would strike down the policy approved by the UNC Board of Trustees in November of 2012. The proposed policy of gender-neutral housing would allow students of the opposite sex to live in the same dorm room, suite, or campus apartment. Senate Bill 658 would not allow students of the opposite sex to live together unless they're siblings, parent and child, or legally married. Peter Hans, president of the UNC Board of Governors, speaks out against gender-neutral housing.
This was an unnecessary and unhelpful distraction for the university at the legislature, and we felt it was important to maintain our autonomy over our housing policy.
Hans says that while the idea of gender-neutral housing is well-intentioned, he believes there are more practical accommodations to make students who might choose this option feel safe and comfortable. He also said few students actually showed interest in the policy.
I think while this has attracted significant interest, there was a relatively small number of students who actually wanted to participate. I think it was four or five.
Christy Lambden, student body president of UNC, has different feelings about the Board of Governors' decision.
Yes, the gender non-specific housing is a safety option that we at the University of North Carolina and the Board of Trustees unanimously approved for the campus to try and put student safety, with the understanding that in order to be academically successful at the university, students have to be in a safe environment.
Proponents of the policy assert that gender-neutral housing would help improve safety for gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender students who are sometimes bullied and harassed by their heterosexual peers. According to a report in the Herald Sun, director of UNC's LGBTQ Center, Terry Phoenix, said a 2011 report examining campus climate and the prevalence of harassment due to sexual orientation found that lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender students were 19 times more likely to report having experienced verbal harassment or fear for their physical safety than heterosexual students. When asked about additional steps being taken at the university to accommodate students in need, if Senate Bill 658 does pass, Lambden said,
"Well, I think those conversations are being started at the moment, and I think we have to sit down and look at how we can continue to protect these students and make sure that they are in a safe environment. And I think that's a discussion that will start this coming week with administrators and students before we move on to the next step."
The university will hold an emergency response drill today at Davis Library from 7 this morning until 2 p.m. During that time, the 7th and 8th floors of Davis Library will be closed, and those on campus are encouraged to go to other campus libraries. The area surrounding Davis Library will be closed during this time, as is Southern Raleigh Street. Vehicles will be detoured down Country Club Road. Raleigh Street will be accessible as far south as the western entrance to the Cobb Deck. Police will have barricades and signs up to show that the drill is in progress. During the drill, actors will simulate an armed hostage situation. The purpose of the drill is to practice dealing with an emergency situation in a crowded public area like Davis Library. You can find more information by viewing the story on our website at chapelboro.com. And Carolina Pride Sportswear, a staple store on Franklin Street downtown for more than 20 years, closed its doors. Last night, the store hosted a going-out-of-business sale to clear the remaining merchandise. Carolina Pride is not the only business to close, though. Pepper's Pizza, after decades on Franklin Street, closed back in March. Kildare's Irish Pub also shut down unexpectedly just before St. Patrick's Day. Jake's Pizzeria and Jack Spratt Cafe closed recently as well. Businesses have also opened on Franklin Street this year. Mellow Mushroom opened in March, and Fitzgerald's Irish Pub opened in May in the same location where Kildare's had been before. Lime Fresh Mexican Grill, which is a part of the mixed-use development 140 West Franklin, opened in the spring. WCHL News Time, 617, 17 minutes after 6 o'clock. Time now for traffic and weather together at WCHL. In this traffic report brought to you by Carbaro Family Medicine, serving Chapel Hill, Carbaro, and surrounding communities for 30 years. If you like the idea of a team whose goal is your good health, join them at Carbaro Family Medicine. You can find them on the web at CarboroFamilyMedicine.net. Not much happening in the way of traffic so far this morning. This situation will certainly change a little bit later on. When it does, Rand Northam is back in the newsroom this morning. As usual, he will be reporting on traffic throughout the morning. If you spot anything unusual, out of the ordinary, call us in the newsroom, 919-967-8363, and you can become a WCHL Road Warrior. WCHL's Chapel Hill Harbor Weather, presented by Crown Honda at South Point, home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance happen while you sleep. Dream Service from Crown Honda at South Point, located just a minute off I-40 at the 751 exit. Well, it's going to be partly sunny today, 20% chance for showers in the afternoon. Our high temperature today in the low 80s. Tonight, we're looking at partly cloudy skies, 20% chance for showers and the low in the low 60s. And then tomorrow, a better day, mostly sunny with a high in the low 80s. So, not bad weather on the way. Certainly an improvement over what we had yesterday. WCHL Championship Sports is on the way. Plus, David Letterman's top 10 list coming up as well.
Orthopedic injuries can make even the smallest movements difficult. That's why UNC Orthopedics has made it even easier to get the care you need. Many of our services are located in a convenient facility on Highway 54 in Chapel Hill. The same exceptional care is available in sports medicine, total joints, bone health, orthopedic prompt care, and our fragility fracture program. For information, visit uncortho.org.
Government works hard to meet the various needs of each resident. The active involvement and daily participation of residents is vital and encouraged. More than 25 advisory boards made up of volunteers advise the 7-member Board of County Commissioners on policy development, planning decisions, and the types of county programs offered throughout the year. If you want to get involved in your county government, request an application to serve on an advisory board. Contact Orange County at 919-245-2130.
All right, time now for David Letterman and the top 10 list on WCHL.
From the Ed Sullivan Theater in New York, The Late Show with David Letterman. Top 10 list.
Toys R Us has an announcement.
They're having a buy one, get one sale.
This week, buy one, get 50% off all Lego construction sets. Over 300 to choose from between online and in-store. Plus, buy one, get one for 99 cents. All Skylanders, Spyro's Adventure single-figure packs. With price match on everything.
Toys R Us. Why shop anywhere else for toys? Why?
Excludes Castle and Technic. Discounted items with equal or lesser value cannot be combined with any other offer. See Toys R Us for details.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help from my addiction to opioids.
The prescription painkillers.
At TurnToHelpNow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to TurnToHelpNow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit TurnToHelpNow.com today.
The category now for your U.S. Open champion, questions people ask me about golf. Are you ready, Justin? Here we go.
All right.
Number 10.
There is regular golf. There is miniature golf. How come no giant golf?
Yeah, how come no giant golf? They ask him that. Number nine.
Why don't all balls have dimples?
Mm-hmm. Number eight.
Does Obamacare cover the yips?
Yeah. Number seven.
Ever get tired of Jim Nance whispering?
Number six.
Would you let President Putin hold your trophy?
Number five.
How often do you slap your caddy?
Yeah. Number four.
Is a threesome better than a foursome?
I don't know what he's talking about. Number three.
Can you get me an autograph from PJ Honorary President Alan Ranowski?
And number two.
Would you say this is my sweet spot?
Yeah, I don't know what that is either. And the number one question people ask Justin Rose about golf.
And where's the strangest place you've ever made bogey?
David Letterman, Top 10 List on WCHL.
Don't forget to join Dave tonight when his scheduled guest will be Jeff Daniels. From Despicable Me 2, Ken Jeong, and Jim James. That's tonight on the CBS Television Network. Copyright 2013. Worldwide Pants Incorporated.
Good morning. It is 6:23, 23 minutes after 6 at WCHL. Time now for WCHL Championship Sports. Brian Hulbertson's two-run home run and Trent Thornton's seven-inning pitching performance yesterday helped the UNC defeat number 4 LSU 4-2 and survive elimination in the College World Series in Omaha. WCHL's Rachel Nash has more.
And Hulbertson slaps it hard into right center field. That ball is drifting. That ball is carrying, and that ball, it's gone.
That's the call of Brian Hulbertson, giving Carolina a 2-1 lead in the first inning, sending a home run over the right center field wall to score Colin Moran from first base. On the mound, head coach Mike Fox made a key coaching move, going with Thornton, a freshman from Charlotte, as a starter in what could have been Carolina's final game of the season. Here's Coach Fox.
We had the utmost confidence in Trent today, and I think all of his teammates did as well. He's pitched like that for us all year long, so we're sort of used to that.
Thornton, who started earlier in the year, was used primarily as a reliever in the second half of the season. Thornton's 12 wins in the 2013 season are the most for a Carolina freshman in school history. Here's Thornton.
It's always good to get a lead early in the game, and when you get a lead early, you just need to focus and know that just don't give up any runs and you'll win the game.
UNC also scored in the third inning after Landon Lassiter opened with a double and was brought home by a Colin Moran single.
Pulled down the first baseline. It hits the base. Catch was diving for it and then gets by the glove of Jones. And
yeah, Carolina went on to defeat LSU by a 4-2 score. More on that game coming up next hour on WCHL and throughout the morning here. North Carolina State, by the way, lost to UCLA last night 2-1, and that means that North Carolina will play North Carolina State again on Thursday night in the loser's bracket. 6:25, 25 minutes after 6 at WCHL. Time for the Osgood File.
New York City would have been attacked at least two more times since 9/11. More after this from Charlie.
Identity theft is still the fastest growing crime in America, which is why I'm a LifeLock member. Let me tell you something I've learned. An identity thief generally needs three things to steal your identity: your name, social security number, and date of birth. And they are not hard to find. Security breaches, when businesses' computers are hacked and records are stolen, happen almost daily. Consider all the places that hold on to your personal and financial records, your bank, your family doctor, online stores. The list is endless, which is why it's so hard to protect yourself on your own. Identity theft is a global problem, and it can happen to you. I've protected myself with LifeLock Ultimate, and you should too. Visit LifeLock.com for details and use my last name, Osgood, to get 10% off your LifeLock Ultimate membership. Or call LifeLock and mention Osgood. Call 1-800-838-8040. 1-800-838-8040. 1-800-838-8040.
Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
This time it was the House Intelligence Committee's turn to question the head of the National Security Agency, General Keith Alexander. Committee Chair Republican Mike Rogers tried to settle the two big questions once and for all.
Is the NSA have the ability to listen to Americans' phone calls or read their emails?
No, we do not have that authority.
But most of the hearing was about how, without surveillance, we'd have witnessed a lot more terrorism over the past 12 years. Alexander said electronic surveillance helped foil 50 terrorist events in more than 20 countries. But he did not want to say any more than that.
If we give all those out, we give all the secrets of how we're tracking down the terrorists as a community.
But we've already heard that a plot to bomb New York City's subways was disrupted. And FBI Deputy Director Sean Joyce, who also testified, disclosed a second plot.
That was in the very initial stages of plotting to bomb the New York Stock Exchange. We were able to lure some individuals to the United States, and we were able to effect their arrest.
That involved tapping a phone call made to a conspirator in Kansas City. And CBS's John Miller, who was an assistant FBI director, credits surveillance with helping track down David Coleman Headley, a terrorist sleeper agent born in America, radicalized in Pakistan, who assisted in the terror attack on Mumbai and was finally arrested at O'Hare Airport.
Ready to board a flight to complete plans for his next plot to take over the offices of a Danish newspaper, hold hostages, and behead them on live television.
The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.
The new season at Carolina Performing Arts is coming with a celebration of artistic excellence and extraordinary, engaging experiences. Tickets, while they last, are on sale now. CPA Executive Director Emil Kang.
Our 13-14 season is much more of a whirlwind, transporting you to many different corners of the world, inspiring you to engage with the finest artists from around the world and to some unexpected, exciting places.
September through April will be a season to remember, an experience you won't want to miss at Memorial Hall.
The work that these artists do, they reveal, I think, a little bit about ourselves and about our own journey. And of course, we invite you to be part of that experience.
Build your own ticket packages, and single tickets are now on sale. Visit CarolinaPerformingArts.org. The best seats are going fast and will soon disappear.
Carolina Performing Arts. The world comes here.
Hi, this is Scott Maitland, proprietor of Top of the Hill Restaurant and Brewery. What's the best way to recover from the coldest winter in recent history? By celebrating spring's arrival on our outdoor patio. Our patio has been voted the best outdoor patio in the Triangle too many times to count. And it's the perfect place to toast the arrival of the crocus, wistfully dream of the dog days of summer, or just enjoy the most beautiful sunset view in Chapel Hill. This is Scott Maitland, and I'll see you at Top of the Hill, the social crossroads of Chapel Hill.
2 years ago, we launched ChapelBro.com so that our community could have its first digital town square. Since then, our town has evolved and ChapelBro.com is evolving with it.
ChapelBro 2.0 carries the same great features and now provides an even better user experience. With its sleek new design and wide accessibility, ChapelBro 2.0 truly is
bigger, faster, and stronger.
We encourage you to stop by multiple times a day. We guarantee there will always be something new to see.
Chapelboro 2.0. Bigger, faster, stronger. Check it out now.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Chapel Hill Tire Car Care Center. It's half off. $60 with all service and repairs available now for $30. Celebrate the 60th anniversary of Chapel Hill Tire Car Care Center with today's deal. You can use your voucher towards regularly scheduled vehicle maintenance, oil change, state inspection, tires, repairs, and other services. And this voucher can be used at their four locations in Chapel Hill, Carrboro, and Durham. It's half off from Chapel Hill Tire Car Care Center. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
Good morning, it is 6:30 at WCHL. This WCHL weather report brought to you by Dickie's Barbecue Pit. Stop in for a quick lunch and select from eight juicy smoked meats and fresh sides. Dickie's Barbecue Pit in Durham off Mount Moriah Road. Partly sunny today, 20% chance for showers in the afternoon. Our high temperature today in the low 80s. Tonight, partly cloudy, still 20% chance of rain, low around 62. And then tomorrow, a really nice day, mostly sunny, with a high in the low 80s tomorrow.
Ron Stutz in the morning. Progressive talk all day. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel Station.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett. An immigration reform package is pending in the House and Senate, but the bottom line, meaning money, as in tax revenues, could be a byproduct of this plan. Luis Vera is with LULAC, the League of United Latin American Citizens. He talked about those in this country illegally.
There were between 11 and 20 million people here in the shadows of this great country and not paying their fair share taxes. but yet it's being taken from them by some unscrupulous employers. But that puts into the federal coffers. It's going to wipe out the debt.
The Congressional Budget Office estimates that passage of the immigration reform could add about $200 billion to the federal government over a decade. But there's a battle in the House, says political strategist Greg Valliere.
The House Speaker John Boehner has made it clear that he will not move a bill unless a majority of Republicans favor it. And that right now is an uphill fight. So despite the momentum in the Senate and the progress we'll see in the next few weeks, things could get pretty dicey in the House this fall.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
You're listening to 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Now, back to the WCHL Morning News with Ron Stutz.
Good morning. It is 6:32, 28 minutes until 7 o'clock at WCHL. And cloudy skies this morning. It's going to be partly sunny today. Just a slight chance for showers in the afternoon. A better day today than yesterday. Not as muggy. Our high temperature today in the low 80s. Feels good out there this morning. For the fifth year in a row, Orange County commissioners have approved a budget that does not include a countywide property tax rate increase. The $187 million spending plan adopted last night increases school funding by $102 per student and raises the Chapel Hill Carborough special district tax by 2 cents to help open the new Northside Elementary, with $91 million going to Orange County's two separate school districts. County Manager Frank Clifton said it's clear where the board's priorities lie.
Nobody can question that our number one priority is education. And by far, if you compare Orange County to any other county in this state as a percentage or appropriation measure, you won't find anybody that comes close.
Clifton also commended commissioners for their commitment to improving the county's emergency response times by allocating funding for new EMS equipment and personnel.
This board has stepped up in a matter of public safety like no other board in the county's past history. And I think the good news is the people of Orange County will see a much better response from the county going forward.
The board also approved a five-year capital investment plan that includes money for a science wing at Colbreth Middle School, an auxiliary gym at Cedar Ridge High, and renovations to the Whitted Building in Hillsborough to create a meeting space for local governments. With the final budget formally adopted, the Board of Commissioners will go on a hiatus now for the summer and resume regular meetings in September. While some special activities on the UNC campus today, the university will hold an emergency response drill today at Davis Library. It starts at 7 o'clock this morning and will last until 2 in the afternoon. During that time, the 7th and 8th floors of Davis Library at UNC will be closed, and those on campus are encouraged to go to other campus libraries. The area surrounding Davis Library will be closed during that time, as is Southern Raleigh Street. Vehicles will be detoured down Country Club Road. Raleigh Street will be accessible as far south as the western entrance to the Cobb parking deck. Police will have barricades and signs up to show that the drill is in progress. During the drill, actors will simulate an armed hostage situation. The purpose of this drill is to practice dealing with an emergency situation in a crowded public area like Davis Library. You can find out more information by viewing this story on our website at chapelboro.com. The 2014 midterm elections may be more than a year away, but public policy polling has already asked North Carolinians who they would prefer as their senator. Matching Senator Kay Hagan up against all the potential Republican Senate candidates, PPP found that voters favored Senator Hagan in each contest, including a race between Senator Hagan and Speaker Tom Tillis, who has announced that he will run for Senate, 45% to 40%. But when Republican voters in the state were asked what state GOP member they most favor, U.S. Representative Virginia Fox rose to the top with a 36% favorability rating as opposed to Speaker Tillis' 20% favorability. Representative Fox has not announced if she's running for Senate or not, but Tom Jensen, a PPP director, pointed to the large number of potential Republican Senate candidates as a sign of how complex the 2014 race will be.
I think the fact that there are so many people who are interested in running really speaks to how wide open it is. There's not some Republican candidate who, if they ran, would just be able to completely clear the field.
All of the potential Republican challengers that public policy polling asked about how had large majorities of respondents saying they were not sure if they had a favorable or unfavorable opinion of the candidate. Jensen said this will be part of what any eventual candidate puts into their campaign strategy.
It's probably going to be a little while before any of these folks become particularly well-known, simply because they just haven't before run statewide.
While the poll shows Senator Hagan beating her potential opponents in the polls put out by PPP today, Jensen pointed out that Democratic voter turnout is always lower in midterm elections in North Carolina.
If the energy from the Moral Monday protests that Democrats have can even just neutralize that turnout advantage that Republicans usually have in midterm elections, that'll really help Kay Hagan's prospects.
Public Policy Polling's poll also found Senator Hagan with a 41% approval rating, with 42% of respondents saying they disapprove. The North Carolina Senate has delayed a final vote on a tax overhaul plan to discuss changes with House members and the governor, Pat McCrory. Senate leader Phil Berger of Eden said yesterday a scheduled final vote was being put off for talks with McCrory and the House, which already passed its own proposal. The Senate's plan tentatively passed last week. Berger said the proposal will be scheduled for action today. The Senate plan cuts taxes by billions through a gradual repeal of corporate taxes and lower income tax rates. Proponents say it will boost the economy. Critics have said it's not true tax reform because it doesn't make major changes to the sales tax code. Others say it will severely hurt state and local public services. Some North Carolina House members have decided to move Senate legislation ahead that would allow speed limits on some state highways to race up to 75 miles per hour. A House committee voted yesterday for the bill allowing the Department of Transportation to set speed limits higher than the current 70-mile-per-hour cap for some interstates and other highways if traffic and engineering allows it. The bill does not identify which roads could change, but committee members discuss rural stretches of I-40 in eastern North Carolina as a possibility. The bill already has passed the Senate, and its next stop is the House floor. The measure passed the committee despite some members saying they're worried higher speed limits will mean more highway accidents. WCHL News Time, 6:38, 22 minutes until 7 o'clock, WCHL. Walter Holt has today's commentary, and that's up next.
Bring the kids, welcome your neighbors, and leave the work week behind. Hi, this is Michelle at the Carolina Inn, inviting you to join us for Fridays on the Front Porch every Friday starting at 5 p.m. Fridays on the Front Porch provides the perfect atmosphere for kicking back, relaxing, and getting a jump start on the weekend. Enjoy great food, live music, and fun times under the shady oaks and magnolia trees. There's no cover charge and no reservations to attend. For more information, visit carolinainn.com.
Chapel Hill's most anticipated summer concert series continues tomorrow at University Mall. It's the third annual Sweet Carolina Summer Concert Series presented by UNC Healthcare, this week featuring the Catalinas. Showtime is 6:30 p.m., so come on out to the Sweet Carolina Summer Concert Series at University Mall, sponsored in part by Duke Energy and Performance Subaru. And this week, stop by Jewel Recycle to enter to win a $250 gift certificate. No purchase necessary. Listen for the winner during the Catalinas.
Life is full of reasons to celebrate. Graduations, retirements, baby showers, anniversaries, weddings. Oh, the list goes on and on. For all these wonderful occasions, there are parties with dancing, laughing, sharing, and eating. The Chapel Hill Restaurant Group now offers catering services for any and all special occasions. For more information about catering services offered by the Chapel Hill Restaurant Group, call 941-1630. That's 941-1630.
I'm Edward Holmes, president of Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. Most of us don't get to work at home in our PJs. If traffic and a commute are part of your daily routine, let us make that part of your day a little more enjoyable. Stop by Cruisers and enjoy a fresh brewed coffee and fresh baked biscuit in the morning, or a refreshing fountain drink with chewy ice, a hot dog, or a snack to end your day. Cruisers has four commuter-friendly area locations at Chapel Hill North, Glen Lennox, Powell Place, and Briar Chapel.
Cruisers, good to go.
Good morning. It is 6:40, 20 minutes until 7 o'clock at WCHL.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Walter Holt, and I have a simple question for the ownership and management of WCHL. Why did you abandon the WCHL 1360 AM brand when you launched WCHL 97.9 FM and ChapelBurrow.com? I'm a Chapel Hill Carrboro resident and an advertiser on WCHL and ChapelBurrow.com, spending good money to support local business, the radio station, and its website. It's my choice to spend that money because, as Granddaddy always said, do the right thing and do things right. On Thursday, June 13th, a dangerous and fast-moving storm blew across Orange County, tragically killing a UNC student when a tree fell across East Franklin Street. She was simply in the wrong place at the wrong time. Despite Aaron Keck's constant warnings to stay off the roads, take cover, and telling rush hour commuters where the traffic was congested, I was a quarter block away and saw the tail end of EMS and Chapel Hill PD clearing the scene. I was out in the storm, checking to make sure my client's buildings were okay, when suddenly 97.9 FM went dead and silent, and static filled my car's radio dial. I immediately switched to 1360 AM and was relieved to hear that the up-to-the-minute weather, emergency warnings, and breaking news were still being broadcast. The transmitter's backup generator didn't kick in, and to make matters worse, a tree fell across the access road, further delaying restoration of the FM signal. The public's interest and safety could have been compromised when the solely promoted 97.9 FM signal quit, and listeners may not have known or may have forgotten about that 1360 AM is in simulcast. As the community's trusted source for news, sports, and community events, WCHL should be co-branded as 1360 AM and 97.9 FM. To not promote the simulcast on two frequencies is bad judgment and the failure to apply simple logic. When 25% of the UNC population is new to our community every year, does it make sense to co-brand both frequencies at the same time? As an advertiser, I'm getting two radio stations for the price of one, with a terrific website thrown in just for good measure. As an English major at UNC, even I can do the math. Was the decision not to co-brand something the bean counters in the back office value engineered to save money on the extra line of print for new coffee mugs or the WCHL van? Was it an internal struggle between staff and management? Regardless, it isn't fair to voice an opinion about the co-branding decision without offering a solution. So I've come up with a free slogan to co-brand WCHL, which I'll save for another day. For me, it's WCHL 1360 AM and WCHL 97.9 FM as a co-brand. After all, WCHL stands for Where Chapel Hill Listens. This is Walter Holt.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues, on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Listen at home or while you work with live streaming on chapelboro.com. 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
Inside Carolina Athletics, brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
North Carolina's baseball team knocked LSU out of the College World Series on Tuesday by a score of 4-2. Freshman Trent Thornton went 7 innings in getting the win in his first start since March the 27th. Chris McHugh came on to get the save, and Brian Holberton hit a 2-run homer in the top of the first inning to give the Tar Heels a lead they would not relinquish, again winning 4-2 and winning a school record 58th game. Here's the head coach of the Tar Heels, Mike Fox, and the second game of the College World Series for the Tar Heels through his eyes.
Well, we had the utmost confidence in Trent today, and I think all of his teammates did as well. He's pitched like that for us all year long, so we're sort of used to that. And I think that's his 12th win, so I think might be the most ever by a freshman as well. He works incredibly hard, as do all these guys up there, and he was just terrific today. Made some big pitches when he needed to and kind of weathered the storm a little bit. And a big double play there. Big pitch was critical for us.
What would your child do if your smoke detector sounded in the middle of the night? Young children are at the greatest risk in house fires because they often try to hide under a bed or in a closet. Your Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agent urges you to join their fire safety program, Operation Edith. Plan and practice an exit drill in the home. It could save your child's life.
Brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA. To learn about protecting your home or business, visit TrustedChoice.com.
We all need people who will be there for us in life, especially when things get tough. People who say, we're with you no matter what. At Wells Fargo, we're with you now, at a time when you might have more financial questions than answers, and when it's time to rethink just about everything you do. So whether it's trying to figure out if it's a good time to buy a house, if you need to create a budget, or if you just need to get a handle on your expenses, Wells Fargo is with you. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
With the win, the Tar Heels will play on Thursday night at 8 o'clock as Carolina looks to continue to win and get back to the College World Series Finals.
Inside Carolina Athletics has been brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
You know what that means is that Carolina will play North Carolina State again tomorrow night. North Carolina State also lost, losing to UCLA. So it's Carolina versus NC State tomorrow night in another elimination game. The winner stays at the College World Series. The loser comes home. So we'll have it for you right here on WCHL and streaming live on our website at chapelboro.com. 6:46, 14 minutes until 7 o'clock at WCHL. Coming up next, we'll take a look at your traffic and weather together. We have celebrity birthdays, Freddie Kiger's trivia quiz, and today's WCHL hometown hero.
For great food and infinite sports on game day or night, the new Tobacco Road Sports Cafe is your next stop. Locally owned and operated, Tobacco Road features fresh, local ingredients, down-home classics, and gourmet entrees, plus a wide selection of North Carolina beers on tap. Exceptional service is also on every menu, from your servers to the chef preparing your order. In Infinite Sports, we have every available sports package on TVs throughout the restaurant for your viewing comfort. Tobacco Road Sports Cafe. Now open in Chapel Hill's East 54 Shopping Center.
I'm Edward Holmes, president of Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. Most of us don't get to work at home in our PJs. If traffic and a commute are part of your daily routine, let us make that part of your day a little more enjoyable. Stop by Cruisers and enjoy a fresh brewed coffee and fresh baked biscuit in the morning, or a refreshing fountain drink with chewy ice, a hot dog, or a snack to end your day. Cruisers has four commuter-friendly area locations at Chapel Hill North, Glen Lennox, Powell Place, and Briar Chapel.
Cruisers, good to go.
I moved here a few years ago and discovered UNC Family Medicine. I love that the doctors are up to date on the latest medical developments. I love the easy parking. And most of all, I love that my husband and my kids also go to UNC Family Medicine. The reassurance of knowing they are available by email or by phone, plus the knowledge they are among the best family medicine departments in the country, means I have peace of mind about our health care.
Find out more at uncfamilymedicine.org. UNC Family Medicine is caring for the course of your life.
Time for a quiz. What Chapel Hill Group is investing in our local environment by buying carbon offsets, planting new trees, and ensuring toxic elements don't get into our water supply? And what Chapel Hill Group generously donates to hundreds of local social causes every day of every week of every year? The answer? Chapel Hill's business community. Surprised? You shouldn't be. Local business owners understand that commerce plus social equity plus environmental stewardship equals community. Commerce Plus in Chapel Hill. Find out more at opentobusiness.biz.
All right, time now for traffic and weather together on WCHL. And with your traffic report, here we go. Say good morning to Rand Northam. Good morning, Rand.
Good morning, Ron.
How are you?
Doing very well.
You look good this morning.
Thank you very much.
All dressed up.
I'm wearing some Carolina blue this morning.
Yeah, that's good. And judging by that Carolina win last night, keep wearing that Carolina blue.
That's right. More to come is what it sounds like.
We need to do it.
Yeah.
What's happening with traffic this morning?
Well, traffic right now, 15501 northbound, seeing a little bit of a delay between Estes Drive and Ephesus Church Road. Otherwise, things are moving smoothly this morning. I-40 not reporting any delays. 15501 elsewhere. NC-54 moving smoothly, and the Durham Freeway all moving smoothly again. Just that one delay on 15501 northbound between Estes Drive and Ephesus Church Road. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, be sure to give us a call. You can be a WCHL Road Warrior. 919-967-8363 is the number to call. You can also tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you do that safely. And Ron, I want to kind of tease the next hour as I spoke with Tom Jensen just a little while ago. He's probably on the plane right now heading back to the Tar Heel State. He says he'll be back in Omaha before the end of next week, but he'll be back there for the championship series.
He's just certain super of it. Fan.
That's right.
Yeah, he's optimistic. That's for sure.
He is.
He wants to go back and watch the Tar Heels win it all. He'll probably be leading cheers in the stands too.
I'm sure you can guarantee that. So you'll want to stick around for that conversation coming up next hour.
All right. Well, thanks very much.
Certainly.
We'll talk to you a little bit later on. And WCHL's Chapel Hill cover of weather brought to you this morning by Crown Honda of South Point, home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance on your car happen while you sleep. Dream Service from Crown Honda of South Point, located just a minute off I-40 at the 751 exit. Well, it's going to be
fairly nice day. Partly sunny, 20% chance of showers in the afternoon. Our high today in the low 80s, 71 degrees right now. Tonight, partly cloudy, 20% chance of showers with the low in the low 60s. And then tomorrow, we're looking at an even better day. Mostly sunny with a high in the low 80s tomorrow. So that's our weather over the next couple of days. Looks pretty good. Weekend coming up. Actually, fairly decent weekend. Forecast is a little bit better the weekend than it was yesterday at this time. Partly sunny on Sunday with a high in the middle 80s. So a good way to end the weekend. Move on to the following week. Pretty good weather on the way in our future today. Just a slight chance of rain. Time now for celebrity birthdays. WCHL. We're going to start with Tommy DeVito, a member of the Four Seasons, 85 years old today. Actress Gina Rollins is 83. I should say Jenna Rollins, 83 years old today. Spanky McFarlane, Spanky in our gang, 71. Let's see here. Actress Felicia Rashad is 65 today. She was, of course, Bill Cosby's much better half on The Cosby Show. Ann Wilson of Heart, 63 years old today. Actress Kathleen Turner is 59. Singer Mark DeBarge, 54. Singer-dancer Paula Abdul, 51. Actor Andy Lauer is 50 years old today. Mia Sara is 46. I don't know what she's done recently, but she was in Ferris Bueller's Day Off. That's the only thing I know. In addition to that, Robin Tooney, the actress, 41 years old today. Actress Poppy Montgomery is 38. She was in Without a Trace, I think it was, like her. Scott Avett of the Avett Brothers from right here in North Carolina, 37 years old today. Actress Zoe Saldana is 35. Actress Lauren Lee Smith, 33. And actor Atticus Schaffer is 15 years old today. Got a local celebrity celebrating a birthday. Actually, I missed it a couple of days ago. Steve Scroggs, who have been so important to our children over the years, has very active in the Chapel Hill Harbor City School System as a principal and associate superintendent and all kinds of stuff. Steve Scroggs, great educator and... Scroggs Elementary School, named for his mom, by the way. Steve is our birthday winner. He gets a $10 gift certificate from the UPS stores at Minamont and Fordham Boulevard. They always take care of their customers, and they will take care of Steve, too. Steve, congratulations from all your friends at UPS and all of us here at WCHL.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is time for Trivial Trivia, and we got the most trivial person that I could dig up,
yes,
Freddie Kiger.
You are correct, sir.
Yeah, how
What's
you doing
up,
this morning,
it's
buddy?
Good. It's all good.
The middle of the week.
It's summertime.
We survived to the middle of the week.
I love it.
And somehow it's all downhill from here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, get past today, hump day, then it's all downhill.
Yeah, but you know what? If you're just getting out of school,
mm-hmm.
This is just the beginning, man.
Yeah.
Hump day is not until maybe August 1 or something.
Yeah. I'm not just getting out of school, though.
Yeah, I know. Okay. I am.
Neither are you.
Well.
Sort of.
Yeah, sort of.
Yeah.
I am. Hey, you know, we'd asked a question yesterday, Ron, about James Taylor. We're going to do another question about James Taylor, but this time in the movies.
Oh, really?
Yeah. James Taylor in the movies.
Okay.
Folks, this might be kind of a tough one. Back in 1971, JT was one of several stars in what is now a cult film
mm-hmm.
about a race across the Southwest between a 55 Chevy and a brand new GTO.
Mm-hmm.
Also in the flick was Beach Boy Dennis Wilson, and probably the biggest name was Warren Oates.
Yeah, good actor.
The movie, which in its, you know, and when it was like portrayed in the newspapers and what have you, Warren Oates, Dennis Wilson, and James Taylor were leaning up against some cars there.
Uh-huh.
But I'm asking the name of the movie in which Warren Oates, Dennis Wilson, James Taylor all were in that was a cult racing flick across the Southwest between a 55 Chevy and a GTO.
It is kind of a cult flick now, isn't it?
But it gets like 3 stars in you know, the reviewing books of old movies.
You know,
3 out of 4.
Another movie that movie reminds me of is Vanishing Point. Yeah.
That was another cult.
Remember that?
Yeah, oh, gosh, yeah.
I'm kind of partial to the bicycle rider or the motorcycle rider.
I understand.
You know what I'm talking about. Anyway, what's the name of that movie that James Taylor and those other famous folks were
Warren
in?
Warren Oates and Dennis Wilson.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Susan Smilowitz of Chapel Hill is today's WCHL hometown hero. She wants her story to help others.
7 years ago, my husband was diagnosed with mild cognitive impairment. Now, at age 67, he is a total care patient with advanced dementia. Chapel Hill has wonderful resources, and that has certainly reduced my level of stress, or else I've been able to compartmentalize it maybe, because I do have choices in Chapel Hill.
Susan hopes that by telling her story, she'll be able to make it easier for others.
We started out at the neurosciences department at UNC, and I was referred there to a social worker who then referred us to a group at the Seymour Senior Center for early onset Alzheimer's patients and their spouses. That was really helpful because for the first time I could talk with people who really did know what we were experiencing. Another thing that was really helpful for us and really helped relieve stress was calling in a geriatric care manager, and there are several in this county. She was able to come to our house and talk to us about other kinds of options. She directed us to Charles House, which is a wonderful adult day program, and my husband participated in that for a number of months, and that allowed me to continue my part-time job, which is working with children, with a wonderful change from dealing with the stress of having a family member with dementia.
Susan and her husband Ralph first got together at Carolina.
We met at Carolina in graduate school, and we're fortunate not to have to leave.
Susan Smilowitz telling her story in the hopes of helping others. She's today's WCHL hometown hero.
You've got to figure out ways to reduce your stress. And one of the things, apart from Home Instead, has been I'm in a very small support group, two other spouses. And we started together. Our husbands were all at home at that point, and things were just at the beginning stages. Now we're all at different points. We meet informally every other week. To be able to share with them is huge, knowing that I'm not alone and somebody understands, I guess. The support group and Home Instead just for providing me with peace of mind.
Susan Smilowitz telling her story in the hopes of helping others.
I do want to mention my faith, the role that that has played. It's a terrible thing. It's not what you expect. But with the kinds of resources, you learn to adapt.
Susan Smilowitz telling her story in the hopes of helping others. She's today's WCHL hometown hero.
Performance Automall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Automall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Automall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
Good morning. It is 6:58. A couple minutes until 7 o'clock this morning. A lot of phone calls this morning.
That would be two-lane blacktop.
You are all over it. Two-lane blacktop. Yep. Warren Oates, Beach Boy Dennis Wilson, the drummer, and, of course, our own James Taylor on the cult movie from 1971.
Not a lot of talking in that movie, as I recall.
No. Well, it's like, remember Le Mans with Steve McQueen, where all he did is just kind of...
Yeah.
Posture.
Yeah, it's like there wasn't much of a script for the movie, I don't
Screenplay
think.
Screenplay, mean you could write that one.
Yeah, exactly.
Directed by Monty Hellman. Oates' performance, though, was such that movie critic Leonard Maltin believes Oates should have won the Oscar that year for Best Actor.
Oh, Warren Oates is a good actor.
Oh, yeah, Two-Lane Blacktop.
He was really good, didn't he? And that was kind of a cool movie. I remember going to see it.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, thank you very much for all the phone calls this morning. We weren't the only ones who knew that.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and as a matter of fact, Hugo Souter was the first person to call in and get the answer right. He's out walking the dog in the yard and called in. And Hugo Souter saw that movie, Two-Lane Blacktop, and he asked a question that I asked. Why in the world did James Taylor not do more movies?
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Chapel Hill Tire Car Care Center. It's half off, $60 towards all service and repairs, available now for $30. Celebrate the 60th anniversary of Chapel Hill Tire Car Care Center with today's deal. You can use your voucher towards regularly scheduled vehicle maintenance, oil change, state inspection, tires, repairs, and other services. And this voucher can be used at their four locations in Chapel Hill, Carrboro, and Durham. It's half off from Chapel Hill Tire Car Care Center. It's available for limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
Local news all day, breaking news whenever it happens. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill, Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
7 o'clock. 7 o'clock, he said.